Honorable members of the diplomatic corps, distinguished senior citizens, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome all of you to Jubilee House, the seat of the nation's presidency. And I thank you very much for coming. And thank also Mr. Abeku Sego for the poem. I will treasure it and keep it amongst my papers, which one day will form part of a library, I hope. This is the last time I'm going to be preside over this ceremony. I will willingly step down as president on 7th January. And I do so because I'll be in good company, that of Jerry John Rawlings and John Ajikun Kufuor, who in the Fourth Republic have been privileged by the people of Ghana to serve two terms as President of the Republic. It has been the greatest honor of my life. To have served as President not once, but twice, and I've done my best, especially in steering the ship of state through the deeply troubled times of the COVID-19 pandemic and its aftermath. It's been a very difficult time, but I believe most of us can see that we are now turning the corner and returning our economy back to normalcy and revive growth. The growth that made our economy one of the fastest growing economies in the world in the years prior to the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. We did it in the past, we will do it again. The last challenge, the last major challenge for me is to preside over peaceful and fair elections in December. And that is a commitment that, with the help of all Ghanaians, I intend to realize. The people of Ghana deserve no less than to be given the best atmosphere in which to choose freely their next president and parliament. I intend to ensure that our reputation as the beacon of democracy and stability in Africa and the world is maintained. I know that there are some who question this ceremony, that is 4th August as Founders Day, because they believe that we were all asleep in Ghana until the arrival of Kwame Nkrumah and the CPP. I have already stated my views on that several times, including in my speech last Saturday evening. I don't intend to go over that matter again. Suffice it to say that I believe that the consensus that Parliament arrived at in 2019, honoring Kwame Nkrumah with a Memorial Day and preserving the historical importance and significance of August the 4th in our history, is a good consensus, and it deserves to last. I want to thank all of you for your work for our country and for your support for me as president. And I hope that the same support will be provided to my successor. It is no secret who I hope that will be. And I hope the people of Ghana will agree with me. I want to say that God should bless all of you and bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.